You're listening to Morning Edition on WNYC. The producer is stupid, the playwright is terrible, the director is crazy, the main actress is a has-been, and the critic is vicious. That's the state of Broadway as told in Terrence McNally's It's Only a Play, which opened last night at the Gerald Schoenfeld Theater featuring Nathan Lane, Matthew Broderick, and Stockard Channing. The critic in question is a real one, Ben Brantley, chief theater critic of the New York Times. So we invited Ben to give us his take on the play and others. Good morning, Ben.
Good morning.
So, you know, It's Only a Play is a Broadway satire, which has been doing really great box office in previews. What's your verdict?
Well, it's interesting because everyone's so anxious about what is the critic, in this case, a fictional person named Ben Brantley, going to say.
Right.
And in fact, the play's already sold out, or all but sold out. So the verdict of Mr. Brantley has very little to do with the play's fortunes. That said, I enjoyed it. I thought it was too long. I've never heard so many names dropped in the course of 2.5 hours, which goes over big with audiences these days, I think. We like to feel insiderly. I thought Nathan Lane was terrific, and I consider it an honor to have my name yelled aloud in horror by someone of the stature of Mr. Lane.
Well, you know, it sounds like you're not taking it that personally, but, I mean, has It's Only a Play made you see your work differently in any way?
No, absolutely not. Its critic is as pinata, and critics should be pinatas. God knows we've taken enough hits at people in print. But there are a few words, I guess, that we can't say on the radio that are used to describe me that I think weren't used in the original. But other than that, it's kind of one size fits all.
Do you think it's a fair portrayal of Broadway?
Yeah, I mean, Broadway hasn't been the most exciting spot in town for a long time, I'd say for 30 or 40 years. So to that extent, sure, it's fair. But the other thing about this production is although it makes fun of Broadway and the theater, there's also such affection for the old institution. So, you know, you may feel a little glow once you get past the vitriol.
Well, you know, It's Only a Play gives a pretty grim portrayal of Broadway. You know, that only successful plays nowadays seem to be revivals or Disney productions or plays coming from London. One successful play on Broadway out right now is from London. It's The Curious Incident of the Dog in the Nighttime, which you call one of the most fully immersive works ever to wallop Broadway. Why is that?
It is quite extraordinary in that it asks you, like the novel by Mark Hatton on which it's based, it asks you to see the world through the eyes of an autistic 15-year-old mathematical genius. And the way it sort of retunes your senses to experience the world as he would hear and see it is just extraordinary through the use of the cast, obviously, and the way they sort of configure themselves on stage, but also through the technical production, through the light and sound. It's a one-of-a-kind production.
All right, well, let's move on to off-Broadway now. Scenes from a Marriage by director Ivo van Hove is a take on Ingmar Bergman's landmark television miniseries from 1973. You liked it a lot. Why?
Oh, I loved it. And I hadn't expected to. I thought that Scenes from a Marriage, it's so much a part of the so-called me generation. You know, people talking and talking, oh, what happened to us, blah, blah, blah. And supposedly, when it was aired in Sweden the first time, the divorce rate doubled. So obviously it got people to think about their own marriages. But what he did was he broke up the couple, so to speak, into three different couples. So when you go into the theater, there are three tiny little theaters that have been made out of the larger space of the New York Theater Workshop. And you watch different couples playing that couple in different scenes. And they're all happening simultaneously in the first act. So you can hear one argument going on in another room, as it were. And it's sort of like, oh, as if you're hearing it in memory, or as if you're aware of suddenly, gosh, you know, everyone's having problems with their relationships sort of all around us. So it universalizes it in a way. It
sounds very voyeuristic.
Oh, yeah. But theater is voyeurism to some extent, don't you think?
Absolutely. Yeah, I'd like to wrap up with a children's play, The Old Man and the Old Moon at the New Victory Theater. Does it prove that there is good theater for children beyond Disney?
Oh, totally, I think. Yeah. And this asks you to use your imagination. It's the room, what you see on the stage is looks like somebody's basement that hasn't been refinished. It's got a lot of bottles and strings and sheets. And what they do with this and make you go along on the ride, well, it's quite a journey. You sort of do go to the moon.
And I should say The Old Man and the Moon is actually only running through Monday. So if you want to see it, you got to catch it.
Oh, gosh, yes. Rush.
Ben Brantley is chief theater critic of the New York Times. Thanks so much, Ben.
Thank you.
This is WNYC.